Hey, my name's Joel. I'm the author of Memoir of a Roadie, where I tell my stories about touring on the road. It's available on Amazon. I urge you to check it out. The podcast is called Party Like a Rockstar, where I interview and talk to other roadies about their stories about being on the road. If you like the episode, I urge you to subscribe by clicking on the little button down there on the bottom right. Coolio kind of hit a note, man. In 1995, when he came out with Gangsta's Paradise, I was just finishing high school. Or was supposed to be finishing high school. And everybody played the song everywhere. Other thing is everybody kind of liked Coolio. So I reached out to some friends and I asked them if they had any great Coolio stories. My buddy Eddie Mead is featured here telling his Coolio story. I hope you enjoy it. If you do, we have a full-length episode of him with another roadie named Ray. He mentions him in the beginning here of the quick little bite. And I hope you get a kick out of it. All right, tell us your story now that you got an audience.
All right. So I have a day off. I'm over in Europe with Wasp, you know, Ray's favorite band.
Favorite band in the whole world, yeah, Blackie Lawless.
Yeah. So we have a day off in Serbia, and my tour manager asked me, he's like, hey, Eddie, do you have any weed? And I was like, of course I have weed, because I'm – always prepared with weed. And he said, can you roll up a doobie? I got a buddy that's coming into town, and he doesn't have any weed and he wants to get high. And I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I go to my room and I twist one up, and I go to his room, and we're sitting there, and I was like, all right, when's your buddy coming over? And it was just like 2 minutes later, there's a knock at the door, and I see him over there hugging somebody, and I was like, what's going on over here? And I look over, and the next thing I know, it's fucking Coolio. Coolio shows up, and he's ready to get high. So my jaw just dropped, and I'm like, holy shit, it's fucking Coolio. I must have said it two or three times. I did. I was fucking tripping out. And I was like, this is the guy that wants to smoke? I was like, all right, killer. So he came in, introduced himself.
Did you give him the good bud, or did you hide the good stuff?
It was whatever I had. At that time,
what is Serbian weed like?
At that time, you know, the weed isn't as you know, easy to get all over Europe as it is nowadays.
All right.
So, I mean, obviously, it was pretty good because we were higher than hell. And he started just going off on stories, talking about his family, about his kids, and everything. And he was very animated and running all over the room. And we were laughing so damn hard. It was about an hour of this going on, and It was genuine laughs and free entertainment. It was awesome.
What was Coolio doing hanging out with Wasp? Were you guys just at the same hotel, or how did that work out?
Well, he knew the tour manager, and he must have been over there on tour at the time as well. And somehow they kept in touch because he also knew him from Twisted Sister. The second time that I ran into Coolio was I was working for Twisted Sister, and we're playing at the House of Blues in LA, rest in peace. And I look over to the side of the stage, and I saw Coolio over there. And in between a break in the songs, I made my way over there to him. I was like, yo, Coolio. I go, I don't know if you remember me or not. He goes, I remember you. You got me high in Serbia. And I was like, yes, it was me. So we had a good laugh on that for a second. And that's how I knew Coolio, just for, you know, a brief moment, but he was funny as hell and super cool.
Hope you guys enjoyed the clip. If you have any stories about Coolio, feel free to share them. Us roadies love stories. If you got any other comments, you're welcome to post those too.